Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I want to preface this with, I definitely did not burn my house down. And when you guys label this in the Odyssey app, my wife's not listening, but she does occasionally scroll. Don't label this "Jim almost burned down the house." Just for my own sake. I was alone yesterday cooking some food.
Oh, we can get very creative with that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure you guys have been there. You've got a couple burners going. You're making yourself a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not staring at the stove, watching TV. And the smoke alarms start going off. Fire, fire, fire. I walk over. I had lit an oven mitt on fire.
So like there were actual flames.
Yeah, it was like there was... yeah, smoke and like the little smoldering on the thumb of it.
Were you wearing it?
I was not wearing the oven. I walk over. The house is starting to fill. I'm starting to crack windows open. I threw the oven mitt in the garbage. Smoke starts.
In the garbage?
I wasn't thinking.
Wait.
I just wanted to get it out of the way.
There's a sink right there too in your kitchen, right?
I know.
So you threw it in with all of the flammable items?
Yeah, I was lucky there wasn't something flammable in there. It wasn't like on fire. It was more smoldering and, you know, had started...
still
Not a great decision. So I circle back and I see smoke coming out of the garbage can and I go, that's not a good. So I grabbed it out from the non-smoldering end, put it in the sink, washed it out. But the second smoke triggered the alarms a second time and we had more fire, fire, fire. And I got to get up and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have ones that talk to you?
Yes.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
It actually says fire,
it
fire,
says fire. It's like yelling at me.
Oh, I've never heard
and
that.
And I'm like, I get it. I screwed up the first time and the second time. Yes.
I'm sure you can.
But all it's...
Jim, fire! Save the cat!
It's yelling at me. My cat's like running around. I'm like, okay, this is great. I nearly set my house on fire. Has anybody had a close call like that?
Oh, boy. Not that ever burned down the house. We've had some water damage where somebody will throw on the laundry sink a towel, something that they use to clean up a mess, and not put it in the washing machine, but they'll hang it on the edge, and then all of a sudden it gets bumped in. You run a load of wash, and it doesn't allow the water to flow out of the tub.
We've had that exact situation happen numerous times where we've then had flooding into our basement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We had one time our dog, I think we only had one dog at the time, left the house and I got into the garage. I was like, I think I smell gas. Like it smells like gas. And before I even opened the door, I could hear that tick, 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 tick. The dog had jumped up onto the oven and had twisted the knob.
Kaboom.
And had, so our dog almost burnt down our house.
Near
blew
death
it up.
Experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have my grill sits in the back, right outside the back, one of our back doors. And every once in a while, you know, I don't clean it. Nobody cleans their grill like they actually should. And I had started the grill, getting ready for, you know, throw some burgers on, some steaks, whatever. And I come back and I'm like, wait a second, I didn't put the steaks on yet. Why is it smoking so much? And I lift up the grill. As soon as I lift up the grill, whoosh, the flames are coming up, and it was burning
your
off.
Face off.
Yeah, I did lose some eyelashes.
Yes. Eyebrows gone.
And you know, it's just kind of one of like even lighting a grill sometimes where you know the lighter on it is broken, and so you're using the you know a little torch or a lighter to light it, and it finally catches it. Poof. Like I've done that. And so when I lifted up the grill, obviously flames everywhere. And so I, you know, quickly closed the grill and then scooted the grill. You know, it's got wheels on one side, as most grills do, and moved it a little bit further away from the house.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I think most people have had some sort of experience like that, John. I've learned you really shouldn't be multitasking too much if you're burning off the grill, kind of, you know? Leaving an untended grill can have dire consequences.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yes. I've seen friends that have done this and have actually melted their grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a pretty scary experience, and I was young. I was probably 20-ish, and I was making a frozen pizza. And the oven that we had, you know, I just do it like I'd always done it, turning up to 400, letting the thing cook. All of a sudden, I start smelling something. The element inside the oven caught fire. And there was like this, just this little blaze, and it was moving towards the back of the oven.
Like a wick.
Like a wick. Like it was going to, and then eventually it goes into the wall. It's an electric oven, obviously. And
your wall would have caught fire.
The wall potentially.
Your house could have burned down.
And I'm, what do I do? What do I do? And your always first thought is there something I can do before I call 911? Right. I didn't know what to do. I was pretty ignorant. And then I had like this spark go off in my head. What if I turn off the power to the entire place?
Oh, like the fuse?
The fuse, yeah. And it stopped.
Oh, there you go.
Lives to tell the tale.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Your close encounters nearly burned down your house or caused damage to your house. I don't know why I threw it in the garbage can, John. I just keep going back to that. I had thought like it was done burning, I guess, because it wasn't like actively on fire.
There weren't flames.
There weren't flames. And I was like, I just need to get it, because it was making smoke and smoke was going to make the detectors go off. So if I just shut it in the garbage, the smoke would go away. That's not what happened.
No.
The smoke just found a way out of the garbage.
And the fire probably was moments away from reigniting.
Good thing I had taken the garbage out earlier. It was one of only a few things in there. But anyway, multiple fire alarms going off at the house yesterday. 248-539.
I love it that they were screaming at you, fire, fire!
You guys don't have those?
No.
No, ours beep when the batteries are dead. And then when they go off, it's the most annoying sound in the world.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it set off like the whole house, because it wasn't just one. I could hear the ones upstairs
yelling
at me too.
Because you got to know upstairs if there's a fire
downstairs. Get the hell out of the house. Yeah. Making some pasta, boiling some water.
Oh, a little bolognese.
That was not bolognese. I knew you were going to say that. Boiling some water. You're impatient. You crank up the heat. I left an oven mitt too close to the flame. Walked away. Smoke everywhere. Oven mitt on fire. Well, not on fire, but smoldering to the point where smoke filled my home, and the detector started yelling at me. Fire, fire, fire. That's how it sounds. And then I thought I had removed the situation.
No, just
remedied the situation.
Complicated it a little bit more.
And then another. Fire, fire, fire. Your stories, 248-539-9797, nearly burning down the house. Ticket texter says, new nickname for Costa, burnt cookies. What a dumbass. From Tim. Is this what I asked you guys for? Relatable stories so I wouldn't feel stupid. Instead, everyone's just going to make fun of me. This one says, now we know Costa can't react under pressure, which is something he's going to bitch about when players don't do. Imagine him freaking out like a child. LOL. So much for playing along. Just going to dump on me. You guys got stories? Let's get to Jeff in Macomb. Jeff, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys. I had a similar situation. My wife went to put something in the microwave, and we had just had a birthday party for my daughter, and the plates had metallic like designs on the outside. She didn't know not to put it in the microwave. I'm sitting there at the kitchen table, and all of a sudden she goes, quick, quick, quick. I'm like, what? What'd you do? I look over and there's flames in the microwave already.
Oh.
And she opens the door, and the flames get bigger because now they got oxygen.
Yep.
So she goes to go for the fire extinguisher. And I said, no, no, I know how to handle this. So I grabbed the towel. I wet it in the sink. And I threw it over the plate. And it doused the fire with no smoke.
Oh,
and
there
saved
you go.
The microwave.
Oh, saved the microwave. There
yeah,
you
I figured
go.
That was just toast. You still use that microwave?
Yeah, it still works.
I guess that's the definite.
Yeah, never have a fire. If you ever have a fire, take a wet blanket, throw it over it.
Okay.
There's a joke.
I learned that. Yeah. I learned that from work. I put some corn tortillas in a toaster oven, and don't do that. they start on fire.
That's an experienced man.
Yeah, so I've had a few experiences.
Uh-huh, yeah. I think we've all seen the metal in the microwave at one point or another, and you start to see the sparks.
Yep. I did that when I was a kid. My mom used to put Capri Suns in the freezer so that I'd have them at school, my lunch, and they'd be cold. Well, I wanted one that moment, and they were frozen, so I just put it in the microwave, and whoops.
But once it goes and it melts the inside, shouldn't it douse itself?
Probably. I mean, I don't remember. I don't remember having to like do anything, but I remember seeing sparks in the microwave.
It's not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Craig in Ortonville, this says that you did burn your house down.
Oh, no.
Well, my 40 by 60 garage, I was putting my snowmobiles away for the summertime because the season was over, and I had pulled the batteries out and put them on charge on my workbench, which was next to some paint thinners and paint cans and stuff like that. They arced, and I had every fire department from four different cities there trying to put it out for hours. Oh, yes. Propane tanks going off in the garage. I mean, it was terrible. Jet skis burned to the ground. I'm everything that was in that garage, every toy, everything, gone.
How close was the garage to your house? Not attached, I'm sure.
About 40 feet. And it was me with a fire hose, with a garden hose, while this was going on, spraying the side of my house while I watched my garage going, kaboom! Propane tanks going off. Paint cans going off, everything else. So, yeah, it was not a pretty sight.
No.
No. Nope. Ooh.
Thanks for sharing.
Made me feel a little better.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you grill?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, propane.
Well, obviously, I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, I could be a charcoal guy. Yeah.
Oh, you could be.
I could have a gas line from the house. Some people do that now.
Yeah. That's the ultimate way.
Yeah, if you got that set up. Mm-hmm. Jeff and Romulus, what's your story? You're on 97.1. Jeff?
You're welcome.
What's Jeff doing? What do you guys think?
Jeff? Oh, I think he's EMS.
Oh,
maybe he's listening to the CB.
Who still does that?
Jeff?
Truckers?
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with a CB?
Do you have one?
Maybe.
Nothing's wrong with it. I just didn't think people still did that.
Oh, yeah.
My grandpa used to do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, love the CB.
I want to put Jeff on hold. Maybe we check back in and see if anything's changed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Mike in Windsor. Mike, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. So I've got a story. So I'm a hockey referee, and I had this thing called a hockey locker where it looks like a metal locker. It's got a heater on the top, and I put my stuff in there to dry out and to warm it up before I go on the ice. So I've got a game in a couple of hours, so I turn the hockey locker on. Now, to add to the story, the motor burnt out, and I had a hand dryer in the top of this thing. But I had it on a timer. That's my saving grace to my wife. By the way, this didn't work. So I heated it up. I go into the house and relax for a while before my game, and all of a sudden I hear the smoke alarm going off, and it's like, oh, it's by the front door. It's no big deal. My cat bumps into it, realize it's not coming from the front. It's coming from my attached garage. I go to the garage door, look into it, and it's hell. It's black. Nothing else I can see in the garage. Now, right next to my hockey locker is my motorcycle and about 75 liters of 93 high-test gasoline.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm screwed. So what do? Like an idiot, I put a wet towel over my face, go into the garage, and open the garage door. You guys know where this is going.
Oh, yeah. You fed it with some more air.
Black smoke is pouring out of the garage. Just then, the fire department is coming into my driveway, and my wife is coming home with my daughter.
Oh, boy.
I come out of the garage hacking and coughing. Fireman, who's a hockey friend of mine, says, Mike, did you go in the garage? No. And I'm hacking away on the horse. And I realize, I turn around, and it was all the plastic of my helmet, my skates, my pants were all burning. But it was the black soot.
Yeah.
Because everything was plastic and it's all burning. So it stained the entire inside of my garage black, but all the flames stayed inside the hockey locker.
Oh, so you saved your bike.
Oh, yeah. And the garage and the house.
And everything. Yeah.
And everything.
Ticket Texter says you sound like Derek Lalonde. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
What's your expectations for next year?
I don't want to say.
Could you imagine if Derek Lalonde called in and was like, speaking of things that are being burned down right now, our season.
Yes.
Do you see who's on line one?
I do.
Yes, the Michael Stone. Stoney, good morning.
Hey, guys. Hi, guys. Great show. I'm surprised Gov didn't even mention this because, and John, you might not even know this. I once was trying to do a good thing and cook my kids pancakes. And all of a sudden, the smoke alarm's going off, screaming. And idiot me cooks pancakes on a cookie sheet.
What? No!
You poured them on the cookie sheet and put them in the oven?
In the
oven?
No, on the stove. Oh, the stove.
Right? Oh, on the stove.
Stop. How'd that
go
for you?
This, John?
No!
Oh, it went really great. There's smoke everywhere. At the exact same time, Cindy comes into the house. She goes, what's going on? And I said, I got it under control now.
Scariest words.
Uh-huh. I've got it under control. Well, don't worry. I'm sure she believed you.
Yeah. So that was, you see what happens when you give Winsworth the day off? Somebody else has to cook.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was doing better when it was 5-5 last night. But, yeah, I'm doing all right.
Oh, my God, Stoney.
I'm doing fine. I'm back with Gator on Monday.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to the crosstalk.
Hopefully the season's not over by then. Yeah, exactly. We'll see you Monday then.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, the season won't be over, but yeah, sure. I don't want to be negative. You know, I might get Jared Goff on that.
Stoney, it's always good to hear your voice.
Big boy.
Yep.
Gov, you had to know that story, right? You've worked with the guy for like ever.
Yeah, I knew it. I mean, okay. I guess I don't throw Stoney under the bus all the time, right? I mean,
so we put the
pancakes on the cookie sheet on the stove
and decided that was how we was going to. I mean, you could look at it and say, well, I can make this a griddle.
And he could make more pancakes
at one time.
But you have to have multiple burners on.
Not in his mind. Okay. I'm guessing. I don't know.
I swear he did something with a grilled cheese once too, like trying to make one in a toaster or something.
Oh, jeez.
One of a kind.
Danny Farmington Hills, tell us your story. You're on 97.1.
Yes. In college, me and my buddy thought it would be a good idea to smoke a few joints in our dorm room. Quickly to realize that's not really a good idea. The smell goes everywhere. So my buddy threw a thing of popcorn in the microwave, hit, I think, like 10 minutes. We went and did something else. Next thing we know, the microwave is on fire. And the entire dormitory was evacuated with fire trucks showing up. Thankfully, nothing happened, but don't put popcorn in the microwave for 10 minutes. We go back, the brick of, it's a brick, a charcoal brick all of a sudden.
Yeah, use the popcorn button, right? That's what you do.
Well, yeah, you do is you also don't do that after you smoke a joint.
No, you're no kidding.
Yeah.
I think I know where your issue started. And we can trace this back to Danny, good stuff, good story.
248-539-9797. I did not almost burn down my house yesterday, but the detector went off twice. Not my finest moment. You guys have had some clearly scary stuff happen inside the home.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.